Welcome to Water Online Radio's coverage from ACE, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois. ACE 16, uniting the world of water. Water Online Radio is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here's your host, Todd Schenick.
All right, good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's fifth year of coverage from ACE, the American Water Works Association's annual conference and exposition. I am your host, Todd Schenick, joined by my friend and colleague, Pat Gallagher. Pat, this is our final show of ACE16. I had to bring in the big gun to close it.
I'll tell you, it's been a fun ride. I can't believe how quick it went. I say that every year.
We say that every year.
But it still happens.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, what a cool conversation we're about to have. I think this is the first conversation we've had on Water Online Radio that's going to involve space.
Great way to wrap it up for sure.
Absolutely. We're joined now by Paul Schumi, Business Development Manager with Hydromax USA. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be here. Thank you, Pat.
Now, it's good to have you. Thanks for carving out some time. I know you've been awfully busy at this show. I'm glad you could steal away for a second, spend some time with us. Before we get into our what promises to be a really interesting conversation, take a few quick seconds, tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us that 10,000-foot view of Hydromax USA. What do you do? How do you serve?
Sure. Thank you. My background, I've been in the water and wastewater industry for a little over 12 years. And the Hydromax USA business is centered around innovation and bringing new technology to gas conveyance, water, and wastewater systems. And our current offer is conventional in terms of asset management and condition assessment. And now we're going to be applying newer technologies. And the latest is what we call our out-of-world leak detection.
Out-of-world leak detection. I mean, it's obviously, Pat, that's been a huge conversation at the show, leak detection. And it's a significant problem that needs to be addressed. I'm intrigued to learn about how you guys are doing this. So how exactly does a satellite identify potable water from space?
That's a great question. That's the conversation we've been having for the last 3 days here today. It's just been a great conference. And the folks at ULIS, it's an Israeli startup business. And one of their scientists, he's a geophysicist, and he developed the technology formerly having worked on finding water on other planets. And so they were using the L-band of a microwave radar, and they were using satellites to find water on Mars. And Lauren had 4 years ago had a brilliant idea, and that was to simply turn the satellite around, and instead of looking for the dielectric constant or the chemical signature of water on a distant planet, why not use that same technology to look for the dielectric constant of potable water here on our planet? And the technology works.
I mean, fascinating.
I'm fascinated to know like the area that this satellite can cover, because it sounds pretty impressive and vast.
It is. In conventional leak detection and the survey methods we've been using for decades, it's a point-by-point listening along a distribution system, listening for the sound of a leak. And a satellite changes that entire conversation. Now the satellite is going to take images of Earth, of a very wide area, and in this instance, the coverage is 1,200 plus square miles of each image. So previously, we would survey a water system over many, many years. Now we're able to use this technology and survey entire cities in days.
I mean, it's game-changing, frankly. I mean, we'll talk about some of the benefits of satellite leak detection compared to the conventional means.
Sure. Previously, for decades, we've been listening. And so there's a lot that goes into listening in terms of the technology you're using, in terms of the type of pipe material. Some materials such as PVC pipe doesn't transmit sound along distance. And so you have to be very near the leak. You have to have a lot of accessibility and listening points. And that's all changed. Satellite leak detection is agnostic to pipe material. Because now the L-band is penetrating the ground from 5 to 16 feet deep, depending on the soil conditions, and we're simply looking for the chemical signature of potable water. We're no longer listening. And so it's agnostic to the pipe size, to the pipe material, to its location. Is it under a road, under concrete and rebar? All those things are taken out of the equation, because L-band radar can penetrate all of those things.
Where is this service offered? Are we talking about just select areas of the U.S.? Are we talking much broader? Talk to the audience a little bit about that.
Excellent. So Utilis, they are a global company, a startup out of Israel. And they brought the technology to market about 4 years ago initially as they developed it. And they advanced it in about 10 or 12 other countries, one being, for example, in Spain. And what they found when they brought this to the agency level is that the satellite was looking for potable water as it touched soil, okay? And the dielectric constant is different than when potable water touches air. So they essentially wrote algorithms to rule out a swimming pool as a water loss, to rule out somebody watering their lawn as water loss. These other instances of water, but that are not potable water leaks. And so once they perfected those algorithms over three to four years, they then we met them at last year's ACE conference, which was very exciting for Hydromax. And we put together an agreement where we are now bringing that technology to market here in the United States. So this is a global business, and they're in about 10 to 12 countries today. And here in the U.S., some of the major agencies have already tested these pilots, piloted this technology, approved it, and now we're going to be offering this on a frequent basis so that you can look at your entire network perhaps on a monthly basis or perhaps on a quarterly basis and gather a lot more information about your leaks and very quickly. And so right now there's about 10 or 11 agencies that are contracted to start their pilots. We just finished a pilot in Tennessee with a major client there. Folks in California have already piloted and are now under subscription as of last week. So it's exciting. It's happening very quickly because this conversation is pretty exciting.
Well, and you were mentioning earlier that, you know, we're at the end of the conference here, less than an hour to go, and you said, if this interview had been scheduled for another time, I probably wouldn't have been able to get here because we've been that busy at the booth explaining this technology and trying to help bring this to the market. So clearly, we're talking about something, you know, potentially revolutionary here, Todd.
Oh, I think so. I was, when I first realized we were going to have this conversation, I was going to ask you, well, how accurate is this? But now when I understand the technology was initially designed to find water on other planets, I think I kind of partially answered my question, but is that a question you get? Well, how can you be accurate from space?
Right. Well, the satellite's about 400 kilometers above Earth, and it takes two shots from, you know, an ascending and descending look at a specific geography. And we're going to be looking for an instance of potable water loss in both shots. And that correlation is going to increase our accuracy. And what we'll hand back to our agency or partners is a list of all their leaks in the system. We'll quantify them by gallons per minute. There's an estimation done by the algorithms and the satellite, which is really key for prioritization. How do you attack all these leaks, all this information you're going to have so quickly?
Right.
And then ultimately, we're going to deliver that to those folks. And then we're going to also, somebody's going to have to still mark an X on the ground of where to dig for the leak. But each of those leak points that we hand off, the leak will be within a 40 to 60 foot radius. So a very tight circle. In many cases, you know, if you can overlay our data over the water network, the main networks, you could, in many instances, ground mic those leaks. You wouldn't really need to fully correlate other than mic from above ground to determine where those are. But that there is a 40 to 60 foot radius of accuracy. And as this technology develops further, that we expect that accuracy to tighten down quite a bit.
Well, that's where I was going to go next. I always ask some variation of this question. I mean, where do you go from here? How do you innovate from here? Because this is a pretty intriguing conversation. What is next? I mean, what's the next evolution of this? I mean, it sounds like tighter accuracy is certainly one.
Absolutely. Tighter accuracy will be something we'll be working on over the coming years. You know, this is a patented process and a patented technology. The efficacy has been proven over and over again. So we're very excited to bring it to as many places as we can here in the U.S., as many clients and help them solve and bring down our water, our non-revenue water numbers. We have had folks in the gas industry say, well, if you can look for the dielectric constant of potable water, how about us? We had many of our friends, we are big in the other industries, in wastewater and gas, our Hydromax USA is, And the wastewater folks, you know, they have a lot of, they have SSO issues and INI issues. And, you know, they're saying, well, could we use the satellite technology to identify you know, wastewater? And the answer is, sure you can, as long as, you know, as long as we have the right, you know, a spectrum of understanding of what's in wastewater. But predominantly it is water. And so there's an opportunity there. But if we understand that it took 3 or 4 years to really develop the algorithms for potable water, I don't see that next month or next year. I see that coming down the road and other opportunities as well.
So you're exhibiting here, obviously. I mean, do you have a model of the satellite in the booth? What are you actually demoing here?
Sure. No, we don't. We don't have a satellite in the booth. That'd be a neat trick.
It would
that
be.
That would drive a lot of traffic, for sure. But we do, you know, we've been real successful because we have real data in the booth, and we have real images that people can look at, folks can look at on our on computer screens, and we can walk you through the steps. Really, what our best case scenario is, we want to be here at ACE, get folks excited about the ideas, and then we'd like to sit in their office. Explain it in much further detail, and then engage a pilot. You know, because there's a big question mark about this. Like, really, you can do that? Because it's so different. And so, I encourage anyone to pilot, try it, understand, you know, the benefit and the return on that investment, because it's pretty big, and then go from there.
Pat, I can imagine the most common words uttered at that exhibit is, "What? No, really? I mean." Are most people skeptical when they first hear about this? I mean, then when they get, I imagine when they see the data, that's when they say, now I get it.
You know, that's exactly right. And it's a fair comment.
Sure.
I said the same thing when I first read about it in a magazine recently, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. You know, I had just joined Hydromax USA. I'm excited about the group. We're doing great things in a lot of areas. And that is the first thought everyone has, and it's a fair thought.
Yeah. All right. Well, Paul, I hate to say it, we're running low on time. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions on this, how can they contact you, and where can they learn more about Hydromax USA?
Well, it certainly will be at conferences, AWWA conferences, you know, all over the country. We'll be at the ASCE Pipelines Conference here coming up in Kansas City, and other conferences going on and on. And certainly they can check us out and get more information at hydromaxusa.com.
All right. Paul Shumey, Business Development Manager with Hydromax USA. Great to have you stop by. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Pat.
All right. That's all the time we have for now. Check out all of our great conversations from ACE at wateronlineradio.com. Todd Schnick, Pat Gallagher, and the rest of our crew, Bill King, Travis Kennedy, and Kevin Westerling, we're signing off from ACE 16, but we look forward to seeing you in Philadelphia.